What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 18 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Lord Listens. Derek Kidner said, "There is an infectious delight and touching gratitude about this psalm, the personal tribute of a man whose prayer has found an overwhelming answer." Today's text is Psalm 116, verses 1 through 2. "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because He inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call on Him as long as I live." Some thoughts on today's reading. The author of Psalm 116 is unknown, but several possibilities have been suggested. The most widely accepted theory is that King David wrote this psalm, possibly after a specific event where God delivered him, or as a general expression of gratitude for all the times God had helped him. Some scholars attribute the psalm to King Hezekiah, based on similarities to the account of his sickness in Isaiah 38. Still others suggest the psalm was written during the time of the Maccabees, or by an anonymous psalmist after the return from Babylon. While we can't be sure who wrote Psalm 116, we do know with certainty the author's passion for the Lord because of God's willingness to listen and respond. Charles Spurgeon introduces the focus of this psalm as follows. "Personal love fostered by a personal experience of redemption is the theme of this psalm, and in it we see the redeemed answered when they pray, preserved in the time of trouble, resting in their God, walking at large, sensible of their obligations, conscious that they are not their own but bought with a price, and joining with all the ransomed company to sing hallelujahs unto God." Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvy explain verses 1 through 2 as follows. Verse 1 explains why the psalmist prays. The simple expression of love for God is rare in the Old Testament, although it is the fulfillment of the greatest commandment, to love God with all that we are. See Deuteronomy 6:5. This love arises because God hears our prayers. He is the living God, intimately concerned with the crises of our lives. The verb hear also includes the meaning answer. The psalmist has cried out to the Lord, and He has intervened. Death has come knocking, but has not gained access. Such an answer to prayer leads to a personal vow in verse 2. "I will call upon Him as long as I live." The dramatic healing that the psalmist has received encourages him to pray continually. This divine intervention results in his commitment to a lifestyle of devotion, which causes him to become accountable to the community. See verses 14 and 18 through 19. His is no foxhole private faith. When we experience God's work in our lives, we must relate it to the body of believers, lest it become only an isolated memory of a moment of grace. The psalmist's vow to prayer is predicated upon God's ear being turned toward him. When He turns toward us, we experience His grace. We have countless reasons to love God simply because of who He is. Add to that fact all that He has done, and loving God with all of our being should be the easiest commandment to obey. Notice the theme of God's willingness to listen in the following scripture. Psalm 34:15 says, "The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears toward their cry." Isaiah 65:24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear." And 1 John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." In a world full of people longing to be heard, it is significant to note that the One who created us bends down to listen. When His children speak, God turns His ear toward our voice. Comprehend today how much God loves you and listens. In addition, recognize that He is also more than able to answer. In fact, our Lord hears perfectly and answers powerfully. Some questions to consider. What does it say about God's character and approachability that He listens to our prayers and answers them? What are your thoughts on the following anonymous quote in connection with today's scripture? When you can't put your prayers into specific words, God hears your heart. The silent prayers of a Christian are loud in heaven. Finally, when is the last time you stopped to praise God because He listens? How does His concern for you cause you to love Him more? Thanks for joining us today.